In the scriptures, we are introduced to a myriad of individuals that wrestle, if you will, with their duties in life, as well as their relationship with God. We want to consider one such individual, Gideon. Gideon lived in a time when Israel, as a consequence of doing what was evil in the eyes of Jehovah, had been delivered into the hands of Midian 7 years. The oppression was so severe that the children of Israel made them the dens, which are in the mountains, and the caves, and the strongholds, Judges 6 and verse 2. In order to escape the oppression of the Midianites and the Amalekites, who destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come to Gaza, and left no sustenance in Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor donkey, Judges 6, 4. In response to the cause, it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto Jehovah because of Midian, that Jehovah sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, and he said unto them, Thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am Jehovah your God. Ye shall not fear the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not hearkened unto my voice. Judges 6, 7 through 10. When Jehovah determined to deliver Israel out of the oppression, an angel of Jehovah appeared unto Gideon, who was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. Judges 6, 11. When the angel of Jehovah appeared unto him, he said unto him, Jehovah is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if Jehovah is with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where are all his wondrous works, which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not Jehovah bring us up from Egypt? But now Jehovah has cast us off, and delivered us into the hand of Midian. Judges 6, 12-13. Gideon could not reconcile the words of the angel of Jehovah with his and Israel's immediate suffering. We know, by hindsight, that Israel was under oppression because Israel did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah. Judges 6, 1. But Gideon was attempting to reconcile the national condition with the statement, Jehovah is with thee, with difficulty. We could try to surmise what was in the mind of the Lord as he spake with Gideon and would come up lacking, so I'll not make an attempt. What I would like to focus on is what Jehovah said as he looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Have not I sent thee? Judges 6 and verse 14. Jehovah does not answer the questions to which we already know the answers to, but what he does tell us is, Go. When the prophet Elijah had fled the land of Israel and bewailed his bitter end, he requested for himself that he might die and said, It is enough. Now, O Jehovah, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. 1 Kings 19 and verse 4. Twice during Elijah's ordeal, Jehovah said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And after Elijah poured forth his worries, concerns, and sorrows, Jehovah said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. 1 Kings 19, 15. Elijah had work to do. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of Moses, saying, And Jehovah will scatter you among the peoples, and ye shall be left few in number among the nations, whether Jehovah shall lead you away. And there ye shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But from thence ye shall seek Jehovah thy God, and thou shalt find him, when thou searchest after him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, in the latter days thou shalt return to Jehovah thy God, and hearken unto his voice. For Jehovah thy God is a merciful God. He will not fail thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which he sware unto them. Deuteronomy 4:27-31.